Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Yeah. I don't watch. He's having an exam.
I'm Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You gonna fuck around? Back on the street. Good night, baby. Thank you. Make a bowl. And his tongue speaks. How is it? And Frank.
Oh, can relate to the people and themes in John Mellencamp's music. That's because he's a real guy who has lived a few lifetimes worth of drama and struggle. Here's a look into the tragic, real-life story that shaped the life and work of John Mellencamp. Mellencamp was lucky he made it out of his childhood alive. Shortly after his birth in 1951, he underwent surgery for spina bifida, a birth defect that leaves its opening in the spinal column that can make the spinal cord extend outside the body and leave it grow. That was usually a fatal condition back in the early 50s, but a new surgical technique saved young Mellencamp's life. More than 60 years later, in 2014, he met the surgeon who performed the operation, Dr. Robert Heinberger. According to Mellencamp, Heinberger and associates performed operations on great and thin spina bifida patients at Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis.
One died on the table. Another girl lived. I think this was 14 and she died.
Mellencamp's songs are often to the point of view of the underdog. They're about hardworking individuals from small towns trying to get a leg up, be able to afford one of the big towns. That's the struggle Mellencamp witnessed in his hometown of Seymour, Indiana, and within his own family. His father, Richard, and his mother literally ran into her on the street one day. As Mellencamp told the New York Times in 1987, Richard and his older brother Joe were running for cops after roughing up four guys in retaliation for a beating Richard had gotten earlier. Those Mellencamps were playing the detestable part in which the community had cast them. As Mellencamp explained, for as far back as anyone can care to remember, there had been a rigid, any small-town class system in Seymour. The top of that system was occupied by people who became rich during the Industrial Revolution, while the rest were farmers. The singer's great-great-grandfather moved from Germany to Indiana in 1851 and started the family farm, which had to be sold a generation later. That led John's grandfather, Harry, to drop out.
Okay,
you
Yeah, and
your scarf was Africa. You had Thank you.